Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Lady Panthers head coach Megan Brinkman after a 59-45 win against visiting Salisbury in the Centralia Invitational. Congratulations, coach. What made it happen?
Thank you. We finally found some poise there after a little bit. I thought we had a really, really good start, and then they came back. And, props to them. So, they changed our defenses. We had to change our offense. I thought it threw us out of a sink a little bit. And then I thought we settled in and played really well, especially in the second quarter. I mean, they had 4 points. So defensively, obviously, I'm extremely thrilled. Traded way too much in the fourth. They hit some tough shots, some jump shots that I was, let them shoot a jump shot and they hit it. So good for them. But I thought, I knew it was going to be tough. They have some really good players. I thought it was going to be our best challenge since California. So I thought we've gotten better since then. They showed us a lot of different things. We ran through between the press and taking care of the basketball and different zone defenses. And, I mean, we had to be ready for everything. So the fact that we got to the free throw line at the end, we hit some big shots, I thought, at the end. Some grit plays, Morgan Ross getting offensive rebounds for putbacks and ones. Kaylin Walters diving for stuff, giving us extra possessions. Katie Carrico going 4 for 4 from the free throw line as the seniors is huge. Braylon helping taking care of the basketball. I mean, that's what we have to do. We have to win. We have to win as a team, and we stuck together. And, there's some grit at the end to get us that win.
It looked like you were getting a lot of good action out of the Brunkhorst-Gordon combination in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're really, really fast. I'm not surprised they got out of man after those three quick possessions. I can see us seeing more zone. Didn't shoot well from the three tonight, but, man, we are absolutely capable. So I know down the road, hopefully if that happens again, we just a little bit more poise, a little bit more ball movement, I thought, getting the great shot. We'll get there. But, yeah, they did a great job. And, again, Morgan 18, Braylon 16, Reagan 11. I think anybody on this program can be a leading scorer any night. So, I'm happy to see Morgan had a great game. We absolutely needed that from her. But, what everybody gave was just exactly what we needed to pull out the win.
How's the team grown since the beginning of the season, ma'am?
Yeah, I think, again, we're just trying to find our identity, figuring out who we are. We still have some really good players, but we lost those three, so we're trying to – I think we're trying to find a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, whose role is that? Figuring out our roles, who gets the ball at the end of the game, who takes care of it, who does this. So we needed that because we needed a lot – we needed to figure some things out. So we're going to continue to be better defensively. I definitely think – that's every night because, again, if we're holding teams to 4 points in the second quarter, we give ourselves a chance to win. So I obviously thought that was huge. And offensively, I got a lot of kids who played a lot of varsity minutes or a lot of basketball in general. So step up and make a big play.
Coach, we're about done here. Who came off the bench and put a smile on your face?
I mean, anybody who played Katie Harper and Kaylin came off the bench tonight, and they are really, really good role players. And things that they did helped our team win. And so I'm extremely proud of them. Again, giving us extra possessions. Harper was really good on defense at times. She's continuing to get better. Excited for her. So again, everybody on the floor, it's a team, and everybody on the bench. We need everybody together in order to get a win. So I was proud of that tonight.
And what's your record now? Okay. Forget that for the moment. What did you see in the Moberly-Boonville game tonight that you'll be thinking about?
We got to go back and watch film a little bit to kind of see what was going on. But, yeah, I mean, Moberly's got some good players, but this is going to be a great atmosphere for Friday. I think a rematch from last year, I think we're looking forward to it. I know they are too. Again, trying to see some really good competition early. So we're excited to be back in the championship game. We're excited to be playing here in front of our community. We love the support. We love the atmosphere. Nothing's better. So we're going to prepare tonight and tomorrow and hopefully give them, our best effort, and hopefully that's a win.
Thank you very much, Coach Megan Brinkman, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you so much.